Paul McCartney, famed musician, best known as the frontman for the rock and roll band Wings, was born in Liverpool, England. The comic book villain Two-Face made his first appearance in Detective Comics number 66. And Superman plays ping pong against himself. It all happens in the next issue of Action Comics.
Greetings, super friends, and welcome back to Reaction Comics, where today we're talking about from June 1942, Action Comics number 49. But before we get into the story, let's talk about the cover of this Action Comics issue. As you know, at this time, Action Comics still was a magazine filled with all kinds of different comic stories. But Superman's always on the cover. And here, he seems to be falling because Superman still doesn't fly, right? And he's definitely going head first into the ground to what seems to be, he's about to jump in front of bullets that are aimed at a police car. So this police car is driving by. It says PD on it, so you know it's from the Metropolis Police Department. There's a cop behind the wheel. I think we see lights on the hood. You can't quite tell on the roof because Superman's blocking it a little bit. But there are three guns that are kind of in our perspective. Like if you were in a video game, first-person shooter, you'd have one of these guns would be you. And then there's two right next to them. And they're all shooting at this police car. And Superman's jumping down to try to save the day. But the weird thing is these machine guns, now I think maybe the police shouldn't have done this, but there's a bullseye, like a giant bullseye target, you know, looks like archery target, darts, whatever you want to call it, on the side of this car. Almost like this is one of those old like arcade games where you'd shoot the light and something, you know, the guy would play piano or something, or the bottles would jump up. Why would you put a giant bullseye on the side of this car? It makes no sense. I'm not sure if that's just to show us what they're shooting at, if they're making some sort of statement about this car being, you know, a target. I'm not sure. Yeah, that's what it's called, the target, right? Yeah. Now, what's most important about this cover is it actually tells you the story that we're about to read. It tells you the title, and it tells you who Superman's going to be up against. It says, Superman encounters his newest and cleverest opponent, the Puzzler, in The Wizard of Chance. Ooh, this seems like, do we have an arch enemy to go up against? We've never seen the Puzzler before, right? I mean, or have we? I've read all these and I don't even remember. I don't think so. His newest and cleverest opponent. It doesn't say yet, but it almost, the way it's worded, it's like, you know, he's back. But it doesn't say he's returning. It doesn't say like, this is the first time we've seen him. But I don't remember ever seeing anyone named the Puzzler. Let's find out what this is all about. The first page is a giant splash page. It says Superman by Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster. And this dude, how do I describe him? I think he might be bald, but he has a little bit of hair on his head, I think. And he also has some sort of soul patch, which you didn't think you'd see in the 40s. And he's actually making a puzzle. So it shows Superman, this is very meta, because it shows Superman, looks like he's on a bridge chasing this guy, because he's in the same suit, who's holding onto a woman, maybe he's going to throw her off the bridge, and the Puzzler is also putting together a puzzle of this. I'm not really sure what the heck I'm looking at here, but it's a cool visual, and it says, parlor games, tricks, and puzzles can be harmless fun. But when a twisted intellect utilizes their principles to commit clever crimes, they can be dangerous indeed. That's why Superman, who usually lacks severe opposition, found his hands full when he tackled the wily rascal known as the Puzzler. And, okay, I never thought I'd see this, but it looks like Superman, oh no, I'm sorry, Clark and Lois, they're at a ping pong tournament. So we see a guy playing ping pong and some people watching, and one, two of them are Clark and Lois. Lois says, I never thought a ping, oh my God, it actually is a ping pong tournament. I did not read this until I started, before I said ping pong tournament. She says, I never thought a ping pong tournament could be so exciting. Prentice just smashed that ball, and it looks like, yeah, the little ping pong ball is smashed. And this guy's name is Prentice. And Clark's thinking to himself, the interior of that new ball they're substituting. The interior of that new ball they're substituting. That's what he says. So he's something about it bothers him. So he tells Lois, I'm going for a soda. But the moment Clark is alone, he undergoes a startling transformation. Is it really startling transformations 49 issues in? It's not that startling. And okay, I'm just going to say it. In this frame, Superman has the little cowlick or the little curl. He looks, to me, the most I've ever seen him look like Christopher Reeve in this one little frame. On the first page of Action Comics 49, he looks muscly. His S looks perfect. And it's just, it's not that, like, he's kind of still, you know, disrobing, but looks pretty damn good to me. He says, I got to get back in a hurry or there'll be a tragedy inside the ping pong ball. Okay, Superman, sure, whatever you say. A split second before the defending champion can strike the new ball, Superman grabs it out of the air. Can I borrow this, please? And the guy's like, what? It's Superman. He says, and now a paddle and a new ball. You're welcome to them, but what's the idea? So he takes the paddle from this guy and the ball, and whizzing back and forth from one side of the table to the other, Superman performs an amazing feat. I think he's playing ping pong with himself. He says, try this when you've nothing better to do. What? Try this when you've nothing better to do. And he's playing ping pong with himself. And the guy says, and I thought I was a champion. Then Superman leaves. He goes, that's all for today, folks. And Lois looks at him and says, the tournament now merits front page space, because Superman just played ping pong. Was he distracting everyone? Because it says, as Superman arrows high into the clouds, he deliberately crushes the purloined ping pong ball in a mighty crash. It says, a dangerous explosive within the ping pong ball. So, okay, let me see if I get this right. Clark noticed something with the ping pong ball, leaves, comes back as Superman, and then says, can I hold the ball for a second? Plays a round of ping pong by himself for some reason, and then takes off. And when he leaves, the ball, he says, a dangerous explosive within the ping pong ball. I don't know who he's saying it to. That's not even a sentence. It's just a statement. And my question is, did he play ping pong with this ball? He put everyone in danger playing ping pong with himself with this ball. I'm very confused. So now he's back. Looks like he's putting his shirt. Okay, this is a badass picture of Clark. No glasses, but he's putting his suit back on with his Superman shirt underneath it. Hubba hubba. He says, possessing an impenetrable skin is turning out to be more of a necessity than a convenience. I think it's a little bit of both, but okay. He comes back now, and Lois says, poor Clark, always absent when the excitement starts. Superman was here. And Clark says, oh, was he, dummy? No, he says, oh, just my luck to miss seeing him. At the tournament's conclusion, the reporters approach the affairs press agent. There's a press agent for a ping pong tournament in Metropolis? This is 1942. There's a war going on, right? Crazy. Okay. But hey, I mean, you know, ping pongs need press too, especially the big tournament in Metropolis. So Lois asks him, any further angles you can suggest for our article? And the guy says, well, for one thing, Kyle Prentice received a threat against his life from the Puzzler. You think he'd be like, well, maybe the exploding ping pong ball? Because I don't even know if they saw it. He just left with them. Clark says, by the way, this guy has greased back hair. I don't trust him. And I'm going to say it right now. Yes, he's just a press agent, but he's dressed a little too flashy for me. And I don't trust him. We'll see where that goes. Clark's like, the Puzzler? Who's he? And he says, I don't know whoever the Puzzler is. But whoever he is, he threatened Prentice with disaster for not paying tribute. Come on, Clark, Lois says. This is press agent hot air. How crude. Wait a minute. The press agent just gave you that the biggest ping pong star of all in all of Metropolis had his life threatened. And Lois is like, this is silly, and leaves. She says, aren't you going to come with me to the Daily Planet? Clark says, I want to drop in on a business friend who has an office nearby. Oh, I think he's going to drop in all right, because in the very next frame, he's dressed as Superman again. He's in his Superman outfit again. He's no longer, well, you know what I mean. He's Superman now. And it says, a hurried switch in identity. Again, the wording, always so awkward. Superman says to himself for no reason, Prentice may still be in danger. Oh, my goodness gracious. So Prentice comes out to his car and he says, a target painted on the side of my car. If I could get my hands on that moronic hoodlum who did this. So he thinks a hoodlum just went and graffitied his car and he put a target on the side of the car. So this does tie in exactly to the cover. Bravo, bravo. Says it's always like, there's a target painted on the side of my car and my life was threatened. Time to go for a drive. So he goes to the outskirts of Metropolis and all of a sudden he's like, bullets crashing into my car. Well, they're not crashing. I'm just going to say they're shooting into your car. And we see two guys taking shots at him. Ha ha, clever guy, the Puzzler. Murder ain't monotonous no more since he made a game out of crime. So the Puzzler basically made this one of those target games for these guys to use the target and to shoot at the target. But again, shouldn't they shoot a little higher to go into the window to, you know, murder this guy? But Superman jumps right down and, okay, I've never seen anything like this. This is a wonderful drawing of Superman jumping down and it says, back to your source, bullets. He actually yells at the bullets. But at the same time, we see 12 Superman hands, all like fists, like they're catching the bullets. So it gives the illusion of, you know, his hands moving so fast to catch all these bullets. Frantically, the gangsters pour a desperate rain of slugs at the Man of Tomorrow. But leaping forward, he batters them aside. After these bullets, your chins. They say, look at him. He goes, you look, I don't trust my eyes no more. Like they've never seen or heard about Superman, who's been around for at least 50 months, or 49 months. So, oh my goodness gracious, what happens next? Oh, I thought maybe he'd bash these guys' brains in, but he goes, sorry, I have no handcuffs, but these ought to do. And he takes their guns and twists the guns around their wrists so tight that they work as handcuffs. One guy goes, hey, you can't do this to us. At least I hope you can't. Like, I'm sorry, you were just shooting at a random dude. Superman swiftly searches them, and upon each thug, he finds half of a nail puzzle. I suppose that's the Puzzler's trademark. Try and figure it out. I'm not saying nothing. So they don't say anything. And he takes them and throws them into, it looks like he throws them into Prentice's car. He goes, in with you. And one guy goes, yipe. The other guy says, careful. Again, I don't know what a nail puzzle is, but seems interesting. So he transports, transporting the auto to a police station. Superman then springs off. And I mean, springs off. He is, I don't know how to explain the jump, the leap that Superman's doing right now, but it'd be like, if you could picture a, I don't know, a young Sandy Duncan, let's say, playing the, her, her, a role of a lifetime. And, you know, and I'm not talking about Sandy from Hogan Family. I'm talking about Peter Pan leaping across the screen like, I'm a real boy. Or, oh, I guess that's Pinocchio. But just, it is a very, like, very theatrical leap that Superman's doing. And Prentice is like, thanks for saving my life. He just waves as he prances away or dances away. And Superman says, now to rush this yarn into print. Oh, so now he's going to get back for the story. So that evening, we see, I don't know how to judge this guy. He's in a brown suit. He's holding a small, it's not a cane. Maybe it is, but it looks almost like a little staff with a little ball at the end. And he has almost a little Dutch boy haircut. I don't know who this guy is. I don't know what's going on here. But the guy says, this violence is entirely unnecessary. The cops are dragging him in to the police station, it looks like. And, oh, one of the cops says, throw a brick through a police station window, will ya? A cell is just the thing for you. So it looks like we're starting someplace else. I wonder where this is going to connect. This is interesting because I know where this guy came from. But, oh, crap. He says, inside this cane, small electric batteries. Shocking, huh? Like he's explaining it again. This is written for children. He's explaining to them, I'm shocking you with my little cane. And he's holding in his hand the mask he was wearing. Why is he wearing this mask? We don't know what the puzzler is. He could have just went in with a wig, or maybe he could have Kaiser Soze'd them. I don't know. But which, is that the second episode in a row that I've referenced Kaiser Soze? It is, isn't it? Because the last time, the dude who was selling the cars. Oh my God. Anyway, this guy didn't do that. This guy, Ethan, hunted them. He was wearing a mask. So swiftly, the pseudo vagabond removes his makeup. It was more than makeup. He's holding a full face in his hand. He says, annexes keys from one of the unconscious jailers. So he knocks these two guys out. And, oh, okay. He's going to get the two guys that Superman threw in jail. I have to say, you'd think most like supervillains wouldn't care about the little man, but he's going right, risking life and limb, breaking right into the prison and the police station to break these two guys out. One guy goes, gee, it's the chief. The other guy says, it's the puzzler. Now, if I was the puzzler, I'd be like, shut the hell up. Let's get the hell out of here. But he goes, engrossing game, eh? I call it Cops and Robbers. Not the best name, but the very next panel we see of kind of a cool drawing of the Daily Planet. And it says, Puzzler Gang Escapes, right on the cover of the newspaper. And breaking through the cover is a car flying through. So that's kind of a cool little exciting, like, gives you the feeling of motion. They must have broken out with this car. And all of a sudden, we see a mailman show up. Special delivery letter for Clark Kent. And Lois says, I'll sign for it. So I guess we're at the Daily Planet. She looks at the letter. She goes, the puzzler insignia. Oh boy, a news break. She looks at it, says Clark Kent. On the letter, it says, come alone to the Ajax building and I'll grant you an interview. The puzzler. Lois says, woo, and immediately throws the letter in the garbage. Does not tell Clark and heads there herself. He'll be interviewed, all right, but by Lois Lane. Later, she shows up at the puzzler's office, I guess. Kent couldn't make it, so I came instead. Puzzler looks at her and is like, you'll do. So I guess he sits down for an interview and says, a genius at solving puzzles, I decided to utilize the principles that win games to launch a crime campaign unrivaled in history. So he's just basically admitting to this reporter, I'm a criminal. Here I am. Oh, by the way, this is my office. Okay. He says that I've been successful is a testimony to my brilliance. And Lois says, you're headed for a decline. Whips a gun out. I didn't know Lois owned a gun. Whips a gun out, points it right at this puzzler dude who definitely has like a white mohawk in the middle of his hair here. Pretty stylish. Looks almost, I don't want to say, I don't know why I got the idea of Fred Durst. He doesn't look like Fred Durst. So forget I said that. But it's something about that hair. I don't know. It feels like a very, very early 2000s nu metal look. And he dyes it white. There's no way this guy has real white hair. He's, at least if he was, you know, in 2003. So she whips out a gun. He doesn't seem very nervous. Unexpectedly, metal clamps pin Lois to her chair. So right away, boom, she's strapped to her chair, backglides the chair along a slot to the wall. So he set this whole thing up. She pulls out a gun. Now, again, when the metal slots grabbed her, I'd be like, oh, shit. Boom, shoot you. Boom, two. Boom, the puzzler's dead. And then hopefully Superman will show up and you don't just, you know, starve there or you're strapped there forever. Or if the other guys come into the room, you save a few bullets for them. She apparently forgot and just dropped her gun. The chair grabs her, pulls her back. And then the puzzler seems to have something there. He says, round and round the Wheel of Fortune spins. The Wheel of Fortune. Ooh, I want to see Pat and Vanna. He says, but should the indicator land on the red instead of the blue section, a strangling device will automatically put you out of your misery. Oh, my goodness. So he spins this Wheel of Fortune that might just kill Lois. Then we jump back to the Daily Planet, a flashback 20 minutes ago. So now, okay, that gives us 20 minutes. It's going to give Clark or Superman plenty of time to go save Lois. But it says back at the Daily Planet, and behind Clark, there seems to be what I can only describe as a ventriloquist dummy come to life. I think it's Jimmy Olsen. He's got this cute little bow tie, little freckles. He's a little guy. And he's like, did Lois give you your special delivery yet? I can't. I think I sound like a bad version of Shaggy. Zoinks! When I was trying to sound like the nerdy kid from The Simpsons. But he's like, did Lois give you your special delivery letter? Clark says, no. Where is it? But Clark's keen eyes had quickly located the crumpled missive in the garbage. He says, that foolish girl, I bet she's in a mess of trouble. So right away, his first thought is that foolish girl. I mean, again, that is a testament to the times and the fact that this is, you know, 1942. So we jump back and we see Lois says out loud, the wheel about to stop on red. And the puzzler says, naturally, it always does. I see to that. So he's spinning this wheel to kill her, but it always lands on the thing that will kill her. So again, you know, I'm just going to say, why not, you know, why not just kill her? Instead, I love it. In the very next panel, Superman smashes through the wall and jumps in and goes, guess who? And Lois does. She goes, Superman. So he's correct. And the puzzler says, how dare you tamper with my wheel? That's what he's worried about. The wheel. He also put a giant hole in your wall. I don't know if you're leasing this place. If you bought it outright, you're not going to get your security deposit back. So he immediately grabs the puzzler, lifts him up above his head, says, here's where I tamper with your skull. Here's where I tamper with your skull. So he's about to destroy the puzzler, about to crush his cranium. And puzzler's like, let me go, or Lois will be electrocuted. And this other guy who seems to be, he's either, there's some kind of box he's standing by. I don't know if he's a DJ. I don't know. By the way, the puzzler does not wear socks and he's got really fancy shoes. He's very trendy. I know, like the old, like the preppy kind of look. But the other gangster says, do as the boss says or else. And Superman stands there. Now, he let the guy down, stands there and says, you think of everything, don't you? You know, Superman's beaten. Instead of just punching this guy, punching the other guy, taking Lois, he's like, oh, you think of everything, don't you? And the puzzle says, everything. Now that the tables are reversed, perhaps you'll listen to a sporting proposition. What? Okay, I'm sorry. I got caught off. But he says, perhaps you'll listen to a sporting proposition. And then the following sentence is, play checkers with me. That's the proposition that the puzzler is proposing. Lois's life hangs in the balance of a checkers game. He says, play checkers with me. If you win, Lois goes free. But if you lose, you stand by and watch her die without lifting a finger. Superman says, a battle of wits, huh? I accept. A battle. He didn't say chess. he didn't say, like, a battle of wits just makes me think of The Princess Bride. This is not a battle of wits. It's literally checkers. When they say, oh, you know, he's playing chess while everyone else is playing checkers, that's literally what we're seeing here. Superman and the Puzzler, this great wit, this great evil mastermind, is asking to play checkers with Superman. The guy says, I accept. Superman says, I accept. And the Puzzler says, fine. Oh, by the way, did I remember to inform you that I'm the world's most brilliant checkers expert? I'm telling you, folks, I'm glad I did not read this at all before, because I never would have imagined that it's checkers, and the Puzzler is the world's most brilliant checkers expert. And his little toady says, ho, ho, what a setup. What a cinch. It's like, what? At this moment, Superman could go, oh, I didn't realize, lift his hand up, squeeze the guy's face, pop his head like a zit, and then just be like, and then look at the other guy and goes, do you want to risk electrocuting Lois before I come over there and separate your top from your bottom? But he doesn't do that. Instead, he's ready to play the most important game of checkers in the history of Action Comics. And when I say it's important, the next panel shows a bunch of guys standing around, and it shows the Puzzler and Superman looking down at a board of checkers, and Superman has his hand on his chin like he's trying to see if it's like, you know, knight to rook one or whatever the hell chess is. Instead of it's like, can I double jump him and then get kinged? It says, and so begins one of the most fateful games of checkers the world has ever known. Yeah, I would think the only fateful game of checkers like the world has ever known. And the Puzzler says, so, you're something of an expert yourself. So he seems to be, you know, impressed by Superman's checkers playing ability. But he thinks to himself, I don't think the way things are going at this rate, I'll lose. Okay. Superman says, frankly, I've only played the game once before. Really? Come on. You grew up in Kansas and you didn't play one game of checkers. This is only your second time playing. He says, but besting you should be no trouble at all for me. And then the Puzzler, who at this moment, I don't know who he looks like. He looks like, I hate to say it, but I brought up Kaiser Soze. Now I'm bringing up Kevin Spacey's Lex Luthor. That's what it reminds me of in this panel. He's all of a sudden bald. He had hair before. He's bald again. He says, your move, Superman. And then he goes, Superman doesn't realize, but I've just palmed one of his pieces. That leaves him vulnerable and helpless to my attack. So he's cheating. And if Superman didn't notice it, I mean, come on, give me a break. So Superman's okay, so it is my turn. Then he says, of all the clumsy thieves, here's where I fight fire with fire. So he definitely sees it. And when he says, "What? Here's where I fight fire with fire," this is when he should shoot flames out of his eyeballs and burn this guy to a crisp. But instead, his hands moving so swiftly they cannot be seen, Superman shifts his opponent's pieces in an unrivaled feat of sleight of hand and trickery. So he cheats as well. Okay, Superman cheats. And the Puzzler's cheating, and now we see tons of hands. I wonder how this was done. With these, well, these are definitely all different. You know, nowadays they take one hand and Photoshop it. At least I would. But these are definitely all hand drawn, like real quickly, going across the board of the checkerboard to, I guess, really mess up the game. And then Superman says, "I win," and I lose. The Puzzler says, how did he ever do it? Am I slipping? And so he goes, okay, there you are. She's free. Like, just goes, well, a game's a game. Here you go. He undoes the chair, lets her out. And she goes, oh, again, I owe my life to you, she says to Superman. He goes, I won't consider it saved until I get you far away from here. And then the Puzzler goes, simple-minded fool, to think I'd let you escape. Perish, both of you. And then he pulls a switch. I don't know what's happening here, but he pulls a switch and Superman says, look out. Easily, Superman smashes the falling wreckage aside, shielding Lois. So, wait a minute. He immediately pulls a lever and I guess it's supposed to bring the walls down? I don't really know what that lever does or why it's built into this place. Again, he's not getting a security deposit back. So he catches the wrecking the wreckage aside, shielding Lois, Superman says, "What really puzzles me is how anyone could be as consciousless as the Puzzler." As he's holding up these buildings, not falling on Lois. Lois, you think she'd be healing the back of her head, but she has her hands over her eyes, almost like, "Oh my God, I can't stand these puns or what this guy's talking about." I guess it really wasn't a pun. But Superman's holding on to this building a great strength, holding, you know, at great length, he's going to make sure that Lois stays alive. Then he says, "You're all headed for the police station, and this time to stay." So he goes to grab them all. Wait a minute, what? What in the world is happening here? He holds up the building. Then we show Superman reaching for the Puzzler, who's right there. And he looks like he's kind of leaning back. It looks like Superman throws him. I don't know, but he says, "You're all headed for the police station, and this time to stay." And then Lois says, "But unfortunately, the Puzzler got away." Like, no, he didn't. He's right there. And, okay. Oh, is this guy not supposed to be the Puzzler? It's supposed to be the other guys? This is really confusing because this is another bald guy in a purple suit, but he has a bow tie. Or he doesn't have a tie on, and the Puzzler does. That was really, I don't know if this was redone, if it was drawn this way originally, or if it was repainted for the digital, but that's confusing. The Puzzler got away, and these three guys got sent to the police station, or four guys, because we jump right over to the police station. It says, "And later," and Superman says, "Beware of another attempt by the Puzzler to free his men." Then the police officer is like, "We'll be on board." And Lois stayed with the cop, says, "Quick, lead me to a telephone." Obviously, she only cares about the story. So now it's hours later, and it looks like we're back at the Daily Planet. And Lois, she doesn't look really happy. She's seems to be verbally assaulting young Jimmy Olsen. She says, "Are you sure that a special delivery letter came for me?" He's like, "I put it right there on your desk." I'm trying. I don't know. And Clark says, "Where could it have disappeared to?" But he's holding it behind his back. I mean, anyone in the room can see it. So he sneaks away and looks at it. He says, "It's from the Puzzler." Tells Lois to turn over this piece from a jigsaw puzzle to her pal Superman. On one side of the piece, the word "worlds." And on the other side, the message, the first clue, "Carper's Cove." Okay, I'm sorry. This is a lot in this puzzle, in this like panel right here. The Puzzler sent a letter to Lois telling her to give this jigsaw piece to Superman, not turn it over, or turn over the piece to Superman. And then Superman says, okay, or Clark says, on one side, it says the word "worlds." And on the other side, the message, the first clue, "Carper's Cove." So on the next panel, Superman seems to be, I guess he went to the cove, Carper's Cove, and he's diving into it. He says, "I have a hunch the puzzler is tipping me off to his next crime." "You think, Superman?" "Testing my wits. That object floating below on the water, it's a bottle." So he found a bottle in the water. But as Superman grasps the bottle, he is suddenly caught in the midst of a deadly whirlpool. Oh, wow. So Superman was the bottle, the whirlpool on purpose? And Superman says, "I get it. A trap to destroy me." Oh, Superman, you're so smart. Now the Puzzler can make whirlpools. Valiantly, the Man of Steel battles against the whirlpool's insidious strength. To safety. And he goes, "Just made it." Jumps out. Superman smashes the bottle and reacts to its contents. A second puzzle piece with the words "toughest" on one side and the message "Sutton's Peak" on the other. That makes the message thus far "world's toughest." Again, for you idiots at home, he's spelling out the clue one word at a time. First one said "worlds." Next one said "toughest." Together, they say "world's toughest." So then he leaps to Sutton's Peak, jumps, says, Sutton's Peak, directly ahead. Oh. And then he jumps. I guess he jumps there. He goes, "But there's nothing about. But wait, high up in the sky, a floating balloon with a puzzle piece attached to it." This is a lot of work, a lot of leaps that the Puzzler is making Superman go through. I don't know why it's worth it, You know where his office is. I guess he broke it. He ruined his office. But maybe squeeze his guys' heads until they tell him where maybe he would have gone. But Skyward hurdles Superman. But as he touches the puzzle piece, the balloon explodes and a dark vapor engulfs him. Poison gas! Earthward plummets the man of tomorrow, dazed by the gas. Interesting that he would do that. He says, falling, falling, a house below. Gotta pull out of this, because again, Superman doesn't fly. He jumps, he leaps, but he also falls. The swift descent clears his mind. So as he's falling, he kind of clears up the smoke, clears up his mind, and he says, misses it by inches. I don't know, it looks like he's still falling into the house, but he kind of is able to change his trajectory, and Superman, and it's actually kind of a cool three-panel row because it shows the swoop cutting through the panels and Superman, again, doing some cool things to give you the idea of motion on a static, 2D drawing. So missed by inches. He says, now the third clue, intellectual. That makes the message so far, let's see if you remember, world's toughest intellectual. Folks, the world's toughest intellectual is Lex Luthor. Well, let's see what the puzzler thinks it is. And according to the scrawl on the back of the piece, my next destination is Vasil Volcano. Did I say Vasile Volcano? Vasil Volcano. Or maybe it's Vasile. I don't know. But apparently Metropolis also has a volcano. Into the crater of the dangerous volcano hurls Superman. Literally the next panel, he goes from this house to flying to going right into a friggin' volcano. He says, a cylinder on the ledge below. Now I want to ask myself, okay, the whirlpool, I don't know how he pulled it off. The letter obviously he left to Lois. The bottle, he threw it in the water, but how did he get the whirlpool? I don't know. The poison gas, okay, he had it up on a balloon. How did he get this into a volcano? And how long did it take him to do this? Like, is this like a week later? I feel like this is a lot of work to get Superman. Superman could do this probably in an hour. So if he started, it's like almost like the puzzler sent the letter, already had all this planned. Maybe he waited. It's only said hours later. I mean, the puzzler is very impressive. So he goes down to another cylinder in the volcano. The moment he touches the cylinder, a trick arrangement really causes an explosion. No, I think the last, just stop touching cylinders, Clark. It says it causes an explosion that sends hot lava streaming toward the man of tomorrow. The force of the explosion flings Superman skyward unharmed. So luckily, the explosion blew him out of the way. And he sees the word, game, world's toughest intellectual game. World's toughest intellectual game. I mean, Jeopardy, right? Nowadays, I would say that, but Trivial Pursuit, it's got to be chess. I mean, we've already played checkers, though. What could it be? So it says, and written on, now we see on the back of the puzzle piece, and we see the full puzzle piece, and it's really actually a terrible puzzle piece. It's humongous. It is the size of Clark's hand. It's supposed to be a puzzle piece. It says, congratulations. I never expected you to survive all the traps, but now that you know my message, it remains to be seen whether you are clever enough to utilize it. The puzzler. Now imagine if you would. You're just an archaeologist or a scientist of some sort, a volcanist maybe, and you go to the volcano and you're taking, readings and measurements like, oh, what is this cylinder? And, maybe it got blown out by an explosion in the volcano. It seemed to be a very active volcano. And you find this, you must be like, what? Congratulations. What is this? It'd be the most, most confusing thing ever. So now he's like, I hope you can figure out, what my next clue is, what the world's toughest intellectual game is. I hope you can figure it out. I can't, unless, of course, we're back to checkers again. Later, while you were out, looks like back at the Daily Planet, while you were out, Clark, things have been popping. The puzzler has been perpetrating kidnappings. There's a lot of text on this page. He says, the other guy says, at each kidnapping, he left his trademark, a bent nail. The victims were Elmer King, John Bishop, Sylvia Queen, Cornelius Knight, and Philip Clausen. They love names, love first and last names. So we got King, Bishop, Queen, Knight, and Philip. Please tell me his middle name is Rook or something. Wait a minute. Okay, so literally we go, and Clark figured it out too. King, Bishop, Queen, Knight, Clausen. Oh, okay. He goes, I get it. World's toughest intellectual game. Chess. Boom. Nailed it. But why Clausen? A city directory supplies the answer. Philip Clausen is the owner of a pawn shop. Oh, mwah, beautiful. Pawn. These people were kidnapped and are being held for ransom because their last names are identical to those of chess pieces. Well, not some of their last names. Clausen, he just works for, is a pawn shop owner, you know? He goes, the remains, their remains, Castle. Oh, does he have to start looking for people named Castle? Isn't Rook a thing in chess? I have no idea how to play chess. So Clark just stays with the phone book. Here's the most likely prospect. Amos Castle, owner of the Castle Steel Mills. This calls for Superman and speed. But as the racing man of tomorrow, he jumps, he's Superman again, he heads out, he's jumping around. It says, but as the racing man of tomorrow nears the castle residence, he sights a thug hurling a figure into an auto and driving off. So it looks like the kidnapping is happening as we speak. Superman says, not a second to spare. As the gangster apparently sights his pursuer and leaps from his auto, Superman grinds to it to a stop. So the guy jumped out of the car, left Superman in traffic, stops the car, says, there'll be no smash up if I can help it. Oh my goodness. He goes into the car and there's nobody there. It's just a cloth dummy, kind of like if Rorschach and a crash test dummy was wearing Dick Tracy's suit. He's got a piece of paper hooked to him. Looks like an ace of spade. What is it? A cloth dummy. They use this ruse to lure me away while they're perpetrating the real kidnapping. That card pinned to his dummy. Card, dummy, bridge. Okay, wait. Is a dummy something in bridge? I have no idea. But this sounds like some Adam West level of jumping to conclusions here. Card, dummy, bridge. The country's most prominent bridge expert is Tom Level. And there's a level bridge nearby. I love these names. So wait a minute. The country's most prominent bridge expert? There's a bridge expert? Oh, wait a minute. He's the expert of the game bridge of bridge named Tom Level. And there's a level bridge nearby. Again, this seems like an awful lot of hoop jumping just to get Superman to, I don't know, come to you. But remember, at the beginning of this issue, we showed the puzzle maker putting up pieces of puzzle together and there was a bridge involved. So we jump to the next panel and we're inside a secret chamber beneath the level bridge because, of course, every bridge needs a secret chamber, which apparently is the puzzler's lair. And one of the guys is like, why did you leave all those clues for Superman to follow? It tickles my vanity to think I can outsmart Superman. It's like, again, just kill these people or get your ransom. Like, why involve Superman? Why even give him a sniff of where you are? Another guy says, you're taking a big chance, Chief, but that's all over. 1 minute, a gallant sportsman, and the next, a double crosser. Must be something twisted in his nature. What? You're taking a big chance, Chief, but that's all over. 1 minute, a gallant sportsman, and the next, a double crosser. Must be something twisted. Is this guy a cop? What is going on here? And the two guys who are tied up go, that's definite. We refuse to sign ransom notes. Why would they, I guess, proof of life? Is kidnapping such a big deal that they have the kidnappees, the kidnapped, sign the ransom note? And so one of the guys says, shall we get tough with them, boss? And the puzzler says, as you so aptly put it, get tough. So he wants them to beat the crap out of these two guys. But again, you're taking a big chance, Chief, but that's all over. 1 minute, a gallant sportsman, the next, a double crosser. I don't understand what the point of that was, unless this guy is a police officer and turning on him, and he doesn't seem to be. Says, but Superman has noted the whereabouts of this hideaway with the aid of his X-ray vision. So 2 seconds later, he smashes his way through and says, getting tough is my specialty. Oh, because the guy says, get tough. And then Superman smashes in like, oh, yeah. Like the Kool-Aid man says, getting tough is my specialty. It's that super guy again. And he goes, next, my fist in your face. And he's ready to punch the Puzzler. And Puzzler says, no, you don't. Not while I have an ace up my sleeve. And what the hell, Lois? She seems to be in a giant test tube. Oh, literally, it's a tube. The Puzzler says, please note that the tube above Ms. Lane is filled with a deadly gas. About the lady in distress are photoelectric cells. If you cross the beams, she'll meet a painful demise. What in the... Is this guy just getting off on this stuff? So he puts Lois in a giant tube. Above the tube is another tube filled with a deadly gas with photoelectric cells. It just sounds so... Like, it would be so futuristic in 1942. Those photoelectric cells? If you cross the beams, she'll meet with a painful demise. And Superman says, still anticipating your opponent's move, huh? Like, he's impressed. I guess, what's anticipating the move? That he'd show up? Like, he'd show up whether Lois was there or not. So now the Puzzler says, losing that game of checkers was a severe shock to my ego. I'll make you another proposition. And this time, I'll keep my word. If you can beat me at cards, the Lane girl goes free. Again, Lois's life was in the fate of a checkers game. Now it's in a card game. And Superman says, let's make the stakes really high. Toss in your other prisoners too, and it's a deal. So Superman is now playing a game of cards. He is literally sitting at a table now with a big light over them. It's like a green table. You'd think you'd see it like a poker game. And the Puzzler says, you understand, of course, that this time my men play too. It's going to be 3-1. Superman asks one of the guys, play cards with the Puzzler much? And the guy says, lots of times. And we always lose our salary back to him. Okay, I guess that's good. You want that to happen? That's weird. And then Superman says, just a minute. I refuse to sit in on a crooked game. And the Puzzler says, crooked? What do you mean? And the other guy says, yeah, what do you mean? Now, whether it's crooked or not, you're playing a game with 3 criminals, kidnappers, attempted murderers, and you're just now like, wait a second, this game isn't on the up and up. Superman avails himself of his ability to read through the backs of cards to trick the others. Again, who's doing the cheating here? I think it's Superman. These cards are marked Queen of Hearts, Jack of Diamonds, Ace of Clubs, 9 of Spades. The other guy says, look, he called them right. And now, okay, now one of the other men is like, you dirty double-crosser. So that's how you've been winning our dough away from us. So the Puzzler's playing with these marked cards and his other guys aren't in on it. I thought he was just getting the 3 of them to take out Superman, but literally he's been cheating them. And now they're angry, they're mad at him, and they grab him and start beating the crap out of him. He says, no, don't, it's a trick. I tell you, it's a trick. But it was a trick. See, Superman called the cards and says he could tell that they're marked. And they're like, oh my God, he is cheating. And this is hilarious. He goes, it's a trick. And Superman says, and a darn good one, you'll have to admit. But while he's saying that, I don't know where the hell he's going, but he's jumping into a crack in the floor. I guess we're not in the volcano anymore. Literally, we just see Superman from the, you know, from the hip up. And I'm talking, he's upside down. Okay, so we see his boots, his legs, his tidy whitey reds, and his little yellow belt. And I don't know where he's going, but he's in some sort of crack. And now... I don't know what the hell is going on, because now he's coming up from a crack back where Lois was. He says, availing himself of the opportunity, Superman burrows under photoelectric cells and comes up beside the tube a split second speed. He says, I'll have you out of that overgrown bulb in a moment. And he does, because the very next panel, he's taking Lois out. He says, And a few seconds later, Superman returns with Lois along the same route. I don't know why they'd go back towards the criminals, but Superman says, end of line. And she says, that's the weirdest trip I ever took. I don't know what the hell's going on here. So now the puzzler is pointing the two guys who were just beating him up, pointing at them, who he was cheating, you know, against at cards. He points at Superman and says, can't you see? He tricked us so that he could save the girl. And these idiots are like, maybe he's right, even though he technically is right. So as the men engage in hopeless combat with the Man of Steel, the puzzler hastily exits. So Superman punches one dude. We don't see that. Punches the other dude. We see his head flying back. He is definitely concussed. And the puzzler's like, a wise general knows when to retreat. And Superman says, and a coward knows how to run out on his comrades when the going gets tough. So Lois and the other former captives reach freedom to sight their ex-captor scaling the cables of the level bridge in frantic effort to escape. So maybe Lois let the other people out and now they're all escaping. And they're like, where are you going? He says, after the puzzler. And he's chasing after him. I mean, where the hell do you think he's going? So now the puzzler is climbing the cables of this bridge. And he's saying, Superman, pursuing me. Like, again, to who? He says, surrender now, puzzler, and save yourself additional woe. The puzzler jumps from one cable to another and says, you won't get me. And Superman says, are you kidding me? And he answers his own question and says, I'm not. And he kicks the guy in the face with a perfect double-footed drop kick. But it's not really a drop kick because he's holding on to the cable. It almost looks like he's pole dancing. And he kicks the dude right in the face again. He should be dead. And then Superman grabs him as he's falling. He goes, ready to trot along to a cell like a good little boy? And the puzzler's like, blast you. You won't get me alive. So wait a minute. Deliberately tearing himself out of the jacket. Oh, he takes his jacket off. The puzzler plummets down towards the far distant water. So the puzzler says, well, you know what? I'd rather die. After all this, after these lame puzzles and these two terrible games, I'd rather just jump down to my death. And Superman says, taking the coward's way out, huh? Because again, 1942, any thought of suicide, they call it the coward's way. It's very, very different than the world we are in today. But as Superman searches thoroughly, he says, there's not a trace of him. He's looking in the water. There's nobody there. Later, back at the Daily Planet, Lois is there with Clark. She says, to me, the greatest puzzle of all is how you got your facts and turned in your story before I could. And Clark says, brains, Lois, just brains. But he thinks to himself, I wonder if the puzzler really perished or if he and Superman are fated to cross wits again. Ooh, baby. We can only hope that in the future, Superman and the puzzler play more games. Maybe they'll play darts or maybe horseshoes. Who knows? Maybe other card games, other, you know, whatever the big board games were in the 40s. I can't wait to see what Superman and the puzzler will be playing. So that's the end of Action Comics 49. We meet another sometimes balding, sometimes completely bald supervillain. The puzzler, we don't know his real name. We do know that he fell very far off of the whatever the hell that level bridge or whatever it's called, you know, named after a guy who loves bridge, or I don't know quite the connection there, but that was very Batman 66. The puzzler will return because Superman, you know, definitely looked, he didn't call the cops. They didn't dredge, you know, the lake or anything. He just went back and told the story, wrote his story. I guess the guys who worked for him are in prison. I don't know. I guess the guys who, maybe Superman went back and brought them to jail. He must have. But in any event, he got his story in first. And it's not always the case. Sometimes Lois gets her story in. But that's it. We did it. Waka waka. Action Comics 49. That means the big one coming up is Action Comics 50. I don't know if they made a big deal about like 50 and hundreds back then, but I am looking forward to finally getting the complete. Can you believe this? We've done this for 50 weeks. I'm kidding. I've been doing this a lot longer with long breaks in between some of these episodes. But here's the thing. You guys are still finding it. Like the fact that I'm seeing, you know, and again, these aren't huge numbers, but compared to some of the other things I work on, I'm like, wow, people are actually finding this show and listening to it. And I greatly, greatly appreciate it. So listen, I think that's it. I think we did it. It is, now I'm recording this on a Friday evening in April. Next week, I'm traveling. I'm traveling to Florida to go get my mother-in-law and drive her back to Massachusetts. So unless somehow I get a chance to record another episode, you might not be hearing from me for, you know, a couple weeks. But I'm looking forward to Action Comics 50. I'm looking forward to having this trip done. That's, you know, probably the thing I'm most looking forward to. But I'm also looking forward to Action Comics 50. Of course, of course, of course. But in the meantime, did you know we have a YouTube channel? It's Fans Not Experts on YouTube. It is really just all the podcasts that I work on in video form. And when I say video form, I mean literally there's a picture from the website or from the episode. And it's a YouTube. You just can listen to it through YouTube. YouTube does this awesome thing where if you have a podcast and you have the RSS feed for your podcast, you can add it to a YouTube playlist and it automatically turns that play, you know, turns that your new episodes into new videos and posts them to the playlist. It is one of the coolest features. And like, I just discovered it last fall. And it's been like, it's turned the YouTube channel into, you know, a couple of videos to hundreds upon hundreds of podcast episodes. And I hope you check it out. Every episode of every episode of Reaction Comics is there, including this one. Maybe you're listening to it right now. I don't know. We shall see. Well, really, as long as you listen to it in any respect, whether it's Spotify, Apple, YouTube, or, you know, your podcast app of choice, I appreciate it. I appreciate it more than you will ever know. I love doing these things, and I wish I took more time to do them. But when I do get a chance to record these, it's always fun to kind of see the origins of my favorite superhero and your favorite superhero, the best superhero, best superhero of all time. And I cannot wait until next July. Ooh, baby, I can't wait to see Superman back on the big screen. New Superman. New movie, new world, and I am just, I am looking forward to it. But that's a long ways away. We still have lots of comics to talk about. So, before you hear from me next time, you can follow me on all the social media at Geek Mentality. That's Twitter, Instagram, Threads, Mastodon.social, and Blue Sky. We also have a Reaction Comics Instagram account that I don't do enough with. You can always follow me at Reaction Comics on Instagram. The website is fans.experts. And as I said, the website is fans.experts.com. And the YouTube channel is fans.experts. And that is it. So I just want to say thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. And until next time, until Reaction Comics 50 and Action Comics 50, remember, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. I'm leaving now.
Fans Not Experts.